Well, for many Australians, last New Year's Eve was a terrifying day as bushfires tore through towns and claimed lives. Some people had to seek shelter on the beach, and in normally idyllic coastal towns, tourists were left stranded, struggling to get basic supplies. A year on, many local residents are still in recovery mode, as Gavin Coote reports.
Pharmacist Raj Gupta is ending the year much differently to how he started it.
Morning, Raj.
G'day, Belinda. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, except I need some allergy drops for my eyes.
When catastrophic bushfires tore through Mooloola Bay on the New South Wales south coast last New Year's Eve, more than 1,000 people fled to the beach, homes were engulfed by flames, and with the power out, Raj Gupta worked in the dark to fill prescriptions for residents.
There is an extraordinary sense of resilience in people about this whole episode. 2020 has been pretty much a annus horribilis, and I'll be glad to see the back of it.
This time last year, tens of thousands of Australians were on alert as fires raged across southern New South Wales and eastern Victoria.
I would be surprised if the 31st of December and the 30th of December, they do not bring back home to some people vivid memories of the same time last year. And I hope these people are not forgotten in these times.
More than 3,000 homes in multiple states were destroyed during the Black Summer bushfires. Lynn Stadmiller's property at Rosedale came under heavy ember attack. And while neighbouring houses were destroyed, her home survived.
I think overall we've survived a difficult year. It has been challenging, both with COVID and there's not been many other people, because not many other people reside here permanently, and a lot of the people who did lost their homes. So it's had its difficulties, of course.
But after watching many neighbours choose not to rebuild, it's still taken an emotional toll.
And I think one of the things that has really struck us as we meet people, and we've met a lot more people than, you know, we knew before the fires in the community, that everybody has a different story. And what they lost and what they experienced is very different. And it's respecting each of those stories.
Back at the Mooloola Bay Pharmacy, Raj Gupta is hearing plenty of stories about what's happened to his customers over the past year.
I mean, my daughter just had a baby boy last night.
And congratulations.
Been a good one. Seven grandsons, Raj.
So Christmas just got a bit more expensive for you.
And while he acknowledges marking the anniversary of the devastating fires will be important for some, he's keen to focus on the future.
My pharmacy practice relies mainly on locals, but there are a lot of other businesses here who look forward to the holiday season, and because that keeps them going for the rest of the year. This year, 90% of places' vacancies have been pre-booked, so looks to be will be a good season. The tourists will be most welcome.
That's the really important part of rebuilding, I imagine, actually having that economic stimulus now over summer so that people have the kind of finances and they're in the kind of position where they can start to rebuild.
Yes, of course, it is true. Also, a lot of people missed out enjoying the beauty and this great scenery of this local area, so I guess they will get a chance to enjoy that this year. Now, I'm just a small-town chemist. I'm sure the planning authorities will take note of what has happened and they will implement plans and policies so that the chances of going through another annus horribilis are minimal.
That's Mooloola Bay pharmacist Raj Gupta ending Gavin Coote's report.